Let's listen to the next murmur. Recorded at the apex. Most cardiologists recognize this sound as the opening snap and diastolic rumble of mitral stenosis. However, listen to the change in this murmur when turning into the left lateral decubitus position. Supine. Left lateral position. The sudden change in this murmur with a change in body position is the hallmark of a mobile tumor such as a left atrial myxoma. The sound in early diastole is a tumor plop as opposed to an opening snap, and its delay after the second heart sound increases significantly from 80 milliseconds to 150 milliseconds with a change to the left lateral decubitus position. Listen to the change in the S2 to tumor plop interval when turning into the left lateral decubitus position. I will remove the murmur to better focus on this interval. Supine. Left lateral position. I will now add the murmur back. Supine. Left lateral position. Tumors of the left atrium can mimic mitral stenosis to the point of causing heart failure. The extent of valve obstruction varies with body position, as the tumor occludes more of the mitral valve orifice. Total obstruction can occur suddenly, causing syncope or sudden death. Left atrial myxoma can be easily detected by transthoracic echocardiography. Transesophageal echocardiography can be helpful in delineating the tumor's attachment to the atrial septum. Surgical removal should be undertaken as soon as possible. Listen once again to the change in this murmur with a change in body position. Supine. Left lateral position. In summary, left atrial myxoma can mimic mitral stenosis in almost every aspect. The hallmark of this disease is a change in the murmur with a change in body position. Echocardiography can detect these tumors, and surgery is curative. Listen once again to the change in the murmur of left atrial myxoma with a change in body position. Supine. Left lateral position.